Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learn Daf Lamed of Masechta Pesachim. The topics we're learning about include: the entire Daf discusses kelim that have the taste of chametz absorbed in the walls of the utensil. The Daf begins with machlekes, whether an earthenware pot that has chametz taste absorbed in its walls can be used after Pesach. This leads into a parenthetical discussion of milchig and fleishig bread, and whether an oven that had absorbed fleishig taste can ever be used to make bread again. The Gemara then talks about knives and glazed kelim that have chametz taste absorbed in them and how to kasha them. The Daf concludes with the rule that kelim used only with cold do not absorb taste unless the cold item is extremely sharp and strong. Some key terms and concepts we learned about include chayas oleha mishim depaka, means that sometimes a person will hesitate to kasha certain utensils properly with extreme heat because he's concerned that the utensil will break. Kaboyle kach poltoi. The level of heat that the utensils were used at while absorbing the flavor is the level of heat that is required for the utensils to be kashered and purged of the flavor. Kol d'takon rabbanon k'ein d'oraisa tikna. When the rabbanon made takonis, they patterned their takonis after dinim d'oraisa. Eino yoytze midei dafyo la'olam. A kli charis that has absorbed taste will never expel the taste completely. Stam yenim is wine of a non-Jew, and it is asim d'rabbanon to drink. The Gemara sometimes refers to this as Yayin Nesach, even though the literal translation of Yayin Nesach is wine that was used for Avodah Zarah and is Asur Midei Raisa.